Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Over the past 2 weeks, families across Montana have loaded up cars and trucks and delivered their children to colleges and universities for the start of their freshman year. It's an exciting time, a chance for young adults to sink or swim, to put their dreams into action, and to find their way in this world. It may also be the first time that many of them face serious challenges to the set of values taught to them by their parents. Some will do just fine. Others will fail miserably. It's all part of the college experience. Professors can be very compelling, especially when they hold your grade in their hands. All students at one time or another will find themselves faced with a choice. Do I stand on the values and principles I was taught, or do I tell my professors what they want to hear just to preserve my grade? It's a tough choice, and most parents don't realize the enormous pressure on their kids to conform. Just this week, a professor at Iowa State University, of all places, was reprimanded after students exposed unconstitutional language in her class syllabus. In capital letters under the heading Giant Warning, the professor, Chloe Clark, who teaches English, wrote, quote, "Any instances of othering that you participate in intentionally, parentheses, racism, sexism, ableism, homophobia, sorrowism, transphobia, classism, mocking of mental health issues, body shaming, etc., close parentheses, in class, are grounds for dismissal from the classroom." She goes on to say that the same goes for any papers or projects. You cannot choose any topic that takes at its base that one side doesn't deserve the same basic human rights as you do, i.e., no arguments against gay marriage, abortion, Black Lives Matter, etc. I take this seriously, end quote. What Dr. Clark failed to realize is that while colleges and universities tend to be bastions of liberal, politically correct thought, they are not, and never have been, constitution-free zones. The Young Americas Foundation brought the syllabus to the attention of the university, which quickly issued a statement saying, quote, "The syllabus was inconsistent with the university's standards and its commitment to the First Amendment rights of students," end quote. These types of incidences happen all across America and right here in Montana. Students and their parents are having to contend with professors promoting Marxism and secular humanism, campus free speech zones usually located on the back 40 behind the football field equipment shed, students being housed in dorm rooms with transgender students who believe they're the opposite sex, and groups like Black Lives Matter and Antifa who regularly harass, bully, and even assault students who do not share their political beliefs. It's a tough time to be a college student, especially if you happen to be a Christian or conservative. The good news is that our side regularly wins when the other side is held to account. If you know a student experiencing anything we've mentioned above, please give us a call. Our legal team stands ready to defend life, marriage and family, and religious liberty. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.